Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello.
Duty Work Wednesday. Let's see Morning Zoo.
I have a little problem.
Must be out of your mind.
Call 473-104.5.
I almost didn't do it. I thought, is this in bad taste? But you know what? I went for it. I went for it, and I am so glad I did.
What's the worst that could happen?
Dirty Work Wednesday is on the air at 473-104.5. Hi, who's this?
Hey, this is Chris.
Hey, Chris. What can we do for you on this Dirty Work Wednesday?
Okay, so I know this might sound a little crazy, but a friend of mine swears that he saw my wife making out with some dude at an airport. And I don't know, the way he says it, it's like, it just...
So, all right, so what's your wife's name?
Rebecca.
Okay, so your friend saw her at the airport making out with some dude.
Yeah, at the Atlanta airport, yeah.
At the Atlanta airport. Okay, all right, now I'm confused. Start from the beginning.
Okay, so Rebecca, she is a rep for Paul Mitchell, you know, the hair product people. And her job, she like pushes the products like salons and other places like that. And she does a lot of traveling for work, but usually most she's gone 1 to 2 days car trip.
Okay, so she's like a regional rep.
Exactly, right. Yeah. Okay, so she tells me a few weeks ago that there's some big hair show coming up in Atlanta and she's got to go for work. And this time, like, 4 days or something like that. And I'm like, okay, cool, have fun. So she leaves this thing on a Monday. And I dropped her off at the airport. And then on Tuesday, I get a call from a guy who, like, we used to hang out with each other, but I haven't talked to him in, like, 3 years. And, like, we used to work together, and we did some fantasy football league and stuff. And
okay.
Anyway, he calls me, and he's like, hey, man, it's a little weird, but are you and Rebecca still together? And I'm like, yeah. And he goes, okay, because I could have swore I just saw her at the airport yesterday making out with some guy that was not you.
Okay, you said this was at the Atlanta airport?
Yeah, I guess he lives out there now. And he said he was pretty sure it was her, but he didn't know who the guy was. And they were boarding a gate to go to Orlando.
Oh, wow. Oh, so she lied about the trip and everything.
Well, I mean, I'm not sure. I don't know. But like, I called her to see what was going on, and I asked her where she was staying. And she gave me the hotel and the room number and all that stuff.
Okay, and this was in Atlanta?
Yeah.
Did you try calling the hotel?
I did. And I called the front desk and I was like, hey, I'm trying to reach my wife. Her name's Rebecca Sher, and I think she's in room 206. And they put me through to her room, but then nobody answered.
Wow, okay. So, but she had a room and everything?
Yes.
Huh, okay. How sure was your buddy that this was actually your wife he saw at the airport?
So what he said was, he said he was like almost 100% sure.
Okay, and what do you think?
I don't know. I mean, on one hand, like, it seems like she wasn't lying, but on the other hand, I don't know. The whole thing just seems a little too coincidental, you know?
Yeah, that's what I keep thinking. Like, what are the odds that a friend of yours would see someone who looks just like your wife in the Atlanta airport, of all places, on the same day she's supposed to be flying there? Like, but why would she give you the hotel room and the number?
Well, maybe she gave her room to somebody else. Like, maybe she has a friend who is doing the same hair thing and didn't have a room yet, and she was just like, you can have the one I reserved. I'm not going to be using it.
I guess. Okay, so I'm assuming you want the truth here. Like, where is she really, and is she alone?
Yeah, I mean, it's killing me. I didn't sleep at all last night.
Okay, well, let's figure this out. Do you know what airline she was flying, supposedly?
I dropped her off at Delta. That was at Delta.
Delta, okay. Yeah, well, that would make sense with the whole Atlanta thing. Ashley, check if Delta does, like, a connect to Orlando.
I'm pretty positive they do. I mean, just about every airline does a connect to Orlando. I mean, freaking Disney World's down
there.
Yeah,
that's true. Okay, well, let's see if we can find out, first of all, if she went to Orlando, and second, if she went there alone or with this mystery dude. And again, this whole thing could be one huge mistake, but it sure seems like too coincidental to me.
Hello?
Hi, is this Rebecca?
Yes, it is.
Okay, wow. You are a hard person to get a hold of. My name is Clint Barton, and I'm calling from Delta Airlines. We've been trying to get a hold of the gentleman that you were traveling with on Monday. He left a personal item behind in his seat. And then we paged the airport loudspeaker, but I guess he didn't hear it. And we didn't have a reliable phone number on record for him, but we had yours. And our flight attendant said she thought you two were traveling together. Is that right?
Yeah, I can help you. I can probably actually get a hold of him. What number do you need him to call?
Well, actually, what we can do is we can send the item right to wherever you are. I mean, we actually have a courier who works for us who just delivers in town for no charge. Plus, it's same day. That way, you don't have to wait for us to mail it. Now, are you staying here in town?
Yeah, we're actually staying at the Marriott, Marriott World Center.
Okay, and that's in Atlanta?
Orlando.
Right, sorry, that's what I meant, Orlando. Okay, and I can just tell our courier to send it to your room, correct? I mean, I assume you're staying in the same room.
We are, yeah.
Okay, great. Let me put our courier on with you real quick. He's got a couple more questions for you.
Okay, I'm just really busy right now, so if you could just make it quick, that'd be great.
We can make it real quick, no problem. One moment, hang on. Okay, yeah. Well, it looks like she was lying, Chris. Do you want us to do this part, like the courier thing, or do you want to do it?
No, I want to talk to her.
Okay, stand by. Ms. Sh-?
Yes.
Hi, I've got our courier on with us, and he's going to make sure you get what's coming to you, okay?
Okay.
So you're in Orlando, right?
Yes, I am.
So not Atlanta, then?
Nope, I just told them that.
And then the guy you're sharing your room with, is your husband okay with all this?
Excuse me?
Yeah, I was just wondering if your husband, Chris, was okay with you lying to him by going to Orlando so you could have a f***ing, like, I don't know, affair and whatever.
Okay, what's going on?
Yeah, that's what I'd like to know. So, like, I don't know how long you've been lying to me. How many of these work trips or, I don't know, really trips where you go and screw other guys?
Ooh. Okay. Chris? Slow down, detective. Okay? I think you're jumping to conclusions. Like, I know you're upset that I'm not in Atlanta.
No. See, I'm upset that you've been lying to me and that you're screwing other guys.
Who said I was screwing other guys?
Oh, I don't know. I got a call yesterday from Rick Gordon, and he said he saw you at the airport making out with some dude.
Okay, first of all, I don't know who the hell that is. And second of all, I'm working out here, and I told you that. I told you I had a convention to work.
Yeah, you told me it was in Atlanta.
Yes, and then I said a week later that they may move it, okay? Depending on the availability of the building that we were going to be in, they might move it. I told you that, Chris.
But I thought you meant, like, moving it somewhere else, like down the street, not moving it to another city in Orlando. And who's this guy you're with? And who's in your freaking room?
Okay, my roommate is Steven, who's also a rep for Mitchell, and he didn't have a room ready, okay? They're getting it ready for him today. He can't get into it. And by the way, he's super gay, okay?
I just don't understand how you don't think to tell me, like, oh, you know, by the way, the convention's now in Orlando. It's a whole other city, not Atlanta. You know, I'm sorry. I just don't get that.
Well, I didn't think you cared. You don't care about anything I do. I didn't think I needed to tell you. Next time, I'll make sure to CC you on every single one of my emails, okay? Can I get back to work? Because I'm really busy. Or do you want to send your little spy friend to check up on me? What do you want to do? I'm busy.
Okay,
Chris.
So there's no dude down there sleeping in your room with you.
You know what? I don't have time for this. This is ridiculous.
Okay, so she seems to have had a good explanation for everything. Do you feel any better, Chris?
I don't know.
I don't feel any better. I mean, I think she's 100% still lying.
About what?
Everything. Everything.
Okay. Here's what we'll do. If you want, Chris. No, nobody sniffs out BS better than our audience. So let's do this. Tell us if you think she's lying or if you think she's telling the truth. Call us at 473-1045 or you can text 757-104.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.